Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeff is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up, actually past 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning journalist and author of at least three books that I know of on how to be a micropreneur, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Hey, Jeff, what does one of the biggest companies in the galaxy have to do with people who are the smallest companies in the world?
You know what? What we've seen recently and what's timeless is the disruptive effect that companies can have on themselves and on the market around them. Mm-hmm. And anybody who has been watching the news and subtly watching any of the tech news, either directly or indirectly, had heard this past week about Google and their announcement of launching this sort of parent company now mm-hmm. called Alphabet. And leave it to these guys to come up with product names that are just as wacky as can be, and they run with something called Alphabet. And Alphabet is the new parent. It'll be run by the two founders of the company, and they're talking about exactly. And they decided to spin off the divisions and create a new parent company because they figured their time would be better spent as overseeing, you know, just sort of a 30,000-foot view, as they say, and let people, very smart people, run the individual
companies. So their flagship business is now a subsidiary.
Flagship business,
you know,
Google, and we only think of Google. I mean, they have an investment branch, Google Capital. They have Google X that works on all different, you know, just new novel things. They have Fiber, which is trying to install, you know, what they call super fast internet around mm-hmm. the country. You know, they're in healthcare, they're in home automation, they're in, you know,
driverless cars.
You know, they're in all sorts of things. And you know, if you think about it. If you think about it, and that's, you know, as a small business owner, you don't have to spin off and create new companies or new parent companies, but are you best, you know, suited to handle everything? You know, as a home officer, by default, I kind of have to handle everything unless I spun off parts to an admin or virtual assistant. That's another story. But as you know, if you have a company with 10, with 20, with 50 people, are you best suited handling all those different elements of your business? No, I mean, you don't, as it would be, you know, you're not handling finance, you're not handling accounting, you're not handling all the different divisions of your company. You hire experts to do it, or, you know, they should be experts, but you hire folk to handle that stuff. Why not do that in a company that has, you know, as big as Google?
Well, you know,
we're stepping back.
It's a myth, I think, to think that a micropreneur, a party of one, it doesn't delegate.
Right.
You know that as well as I do. And
right.
I mean, when you have employees, we all struggle to delegate properly when you have employees. But the truth is, especially in this day and time, if you're a party of one, you have to delegate.
Right.
I mean, some part of your operation is outside of your bandwidth or your expertise or whatever, and you're going to let somebody else design this or bill that, or answer this, or whatever.
Exactly, and I think that's where, as a party of one, as a soloist out there, that's the hard part, is finding out what to do, what you can outsource, and what you can, you know, give to someone who's either more adept, or just you can make more money. Just sort of as they say, what they said originally about outsourcing, labor arbitrage.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean about sending something off to India or to China. It could be just taking your administrative functions and handing it off to somebody who can handle it. But more to the point, and what we're talking about here with Google and with Alphabet, it frees you to take a higher level look at what your company
right.
is doing. If you are so caught in the trenches of the day-to-day mm-hmm. that, look, you got these guys, had to oversee, you know, day-to-day operations by default. You know, that's what Google was, and that's who they were and what they were looking at and what they would handle for the company. Sure, they had, they had other presidents within the organizations, but they needed to step back and say, okay, this is no longer something that we need to look at day-to-day.
Right.
And let others handle that, and we can sort of take that higher level view.
Well, and for them to subordinate Google underneath this, and this is not just some legalese holding company they've built, Alphabet. I mean, this is not like some, you know, when a bank has a holding company, you know, that's just on top of, and it's just mostly just paperwork and financial stuff. This is Alphabet's going to be a real functioning organization, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they have said all along that if not said, you can see through evidence how broad and wide they are, and they need to have that. You know, it frees them to go find other organizations, and still it's got its shareholders. You know, it's a pretty lofty publicly traded company. They have their shareholders to report to, so it can't be just smoke and mirrors out here. So as you say, you know, as Larry and Sergey, close personal friends of ours, as they look for ways to expand on the operation, this allows them to do that. But no, it's going to be full on. And as they go to either acquire or launch new organizations, you know, this isn't just about them sitting back and counting their shekels.
Well,
they watch how organizations
do. And I'll tell you something. One of the things that I talk about for a long time here is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And I think I think these guys took my advice.
There
because,
you go.
Because you used the word disruption in the beginning.
Yeah.
They really disrupted a lot of stuff.
Right.
And it's going to have far-reaching effects, this
right.
disruption. And they brought it on themselves in order to get better. And in my opinion, that's one of the great lessons of this for all small business owners. Sometimes you have to call the arsenal, the artillery down on your own coordinates.
Right.
And disrupt yourself in order to get better, and that's what they did, isn't it?
Of course,
the jury's still out on whether it'll work.
Well,
you got to give them courage for doing it.
Well, you know, it helps that they have such a team around them. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
And a whole lot of money to cover up whatever mistakes they make, right?
Yeah, and it's not like they're disrupting Google. You know, it's not like they're disrupting different divisions.
That's one way that they're different than you and me, though, Jeff. If they mess this up, they can recover. If you and I go out on a limb like this, we mess something up, that's a whole different story.
We're kind of screwed.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jeffrey's website. I encourage you to check him out. We'll be back with more exciting stuff after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.